Mother, why does Daddy insist on instant Sanka coffee?
Your father says instant Sanka is 100% pure coffee, and the only instant coffee that lets him sleep. And your father knows best.
Yes, it's Father Knows Best, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as Father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by Instant Sanka Coffee and Post 40% Bran Flakes. Mother, next time you're choosing a cereal, remember new Post 40% Bran Flakes give your family all the important keep regular benefits of bran in a cereal with a delicious new magic oven flavor. Insist on Post Bran Flakes, the cereal preferred and eaten by far more people than any other Bran Flakes. This weekend, get Post 40% Bran Flakes in the new family size 15-ounce packet. They're good. And so good for you. Remember the old saw about the fellow who went into the auction sale to get out of the rain? He sneezed and found he'd bought a set of dishes? Well, I doubt if that ever really happened, but Jim Anderson had an experience this afternoon at an auction sale. He got the bargain to end all bargains. Margaret hasn't heard about it yet. She's at home in the kitchen of the white frame house on Maple Street, baking a cake like this.
Dear, I hope that recipe isn't the same one that Evelyn...
Hi, Mom.
Bud, don't slam the door.
Why not?
I have a cake in the oven.
Oh.
And don't stomp through the kitchen.
I'll go around to the front door.
That would be much safer, thank you.
That's okay.
Bud, don't slam the... Oh, no.
Hey, what's all the racket out here?
That was your brother tiptoeing out the back door. I'm afraid to look at the cake. Well, wonder of wonders.
Is it flat?
No, it weathered the storm.
What I wanted to ask you, Mother, Janie Liggett and I and some of the other girls got the most perfect idea at school today. Listen and see what you think of it.
Go right ahead. I have to make this frosting.
Well... we decided that we're all simply too utterly unaware.
Oh? Unaware of what?
Books, Mother. The great books, the classics. We've decided that we're going to organize a reading club. We're going to elevate our minds to higher planes of thought.
Who's going to go where?
Nobody's going anyplace, Dopey. I'm talking to Mother. So we thought a perfect place for the club meetings would be our playroom downstairs. We almost never use it. Could we have it for our club meetings, Mother?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's all right.
Well, that's good, because I invited the girls for the first meeting tomorrow night.
Stand back now. I don't want to drop this cake.
Margaret, I'm home.
I'm in the kitchen, dear.
Oh. Hi, kids.
Hello, Father.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, honey.
Hello, dear. Careful of this cake pan. It's sizzling hot.
Mmm, good. That for dinner?
No. This is my contribution to the Harvest Jubilee.
Oh?
You know, the big charity circus out at the fairgrounds for the children's home. I have to hurry. I told Mrs. Michaels the cake will be ready by 6. Her husband's going to stop by for it.
Sounds like a worthy cause. Oh, by the way, there hasn't been anything delivered this afternoon, has there?
No, why?
Were you expecting something, Father?
You buy something, Dad?
Hi, Daddy, what'd you get?
Now, wait, I didn't say
Did you get a new suit?
No.
What is it, Father?
Well, if it hasn't been delivered yet, I'm not going to tell you.
I'll bet it's a new car.
No.
A new chair for the living room?
No, nothing like that. You'd never guess in a million years.
Where'd you buy it?
Well, they were having an auction sale over at the commercial warehouse, and I stopped in just for the fun of it.
What in the world could you get at a warehouse auction?
Is it a baby sister?
You don't buy baby sisters, knucklehead.
Marion Wilbur says they're still paying for her baby sister, and she's 3 years old.
Oh, tell us, Father.
Look, it's nothing to get excited about. I just got a very unusual bargain, that's all.
Well, what is it?
Oh, it isn't exactly an it. It's more of a them.
Oh, for goodness sake, I'll never get this cake frosted.
Mother, make him tell us.
I can't make him tell.
Hey, there's a truck back in the driveway.
Well, here they are. I guarantee this is going to be the world's biggest surprise.
Let's go out and see.
No, stay here. The man will bring him in.
Well, I can't stand the suspense. I simply can't stand it.
There's the man.
I'll go.
I'll let him in.
Now, don't push. I'll have to sign for it. Hello there.
Mr. Anderson?
That's right.
Delivery from the commercial warehouse. Sign right here, please.
All right. There you are.
Thank you. I brought one bag in. Where should we put the others?
Oh, you can just stack them in the back porch here.
In this back porch?
Sure, just stack them up.
All right, if you say so.
Jim, what in the world is in that burlap bag?
I told you, you'd never guess. Here, I'll drag it in the kitchen. Now, close the door, bud.
Hurry, Father, open the bag. What is it?
All right, brace yourselves for the big surprise.
Oh, no! Peanuts! Peanuts!
Is that what you bought, Dad? Peanuts?
Oh, boy! The whole bag! Millions of them! Father, is this some kind of a joke?
No, I picked them up at the auction. I just stopped in for a minute to see what was going on, and the auctioneer said, what am I bid for these bags of fine roasted peanuts?
Bags? You mean there are more of them?
Oh, probably a few more. Anyway, he didn't get any bids, so he said, will anyone start the bidding? Who'll give $5 for this 500 pounds?
500 pounds?
You bought 500 pounds of peanuts?
Oh, wait a minute. I hadn't intended to bid on anything. But $5 for 500 pounds of peanuts? It's a fantastic bargain. I had no idea I'd get them. It was too good to be true. Anyway, I said, I'll bid $5. Next thing I knew, he was saying, sold to the man in the blue suit for $5. I couldn't believe it.
I'm having a little trouble believing it myself.
Peanuts. I thought maybe it was a set of antique silver or something.
When can we start eating them, Daddy?
Help yourself. There's plenty.
I don't think I want any.
Wait till I tell Joe we got 500 pounds of peanuts. He won't believe it.
Now, bud, don't go telling it around the neighborhood. We'll have all the kids in town over here.
But, dear, have you any idea of... I mean, how much does this one bag weigh?
Oh, probably 25 pounds. But think of it, honey. At $5 for 500 pounds, that's only a cent a pound. Do you know what you pay for peanuts when you buy them in the store?
Yes,
about 35 or 40 cents a pound. I got $200 worth of peanuts for $5.
But the ones in the store are shelled, dear.
Yeah, that's right. But it's still a terrific bargain.
Peanuts. What a letdown. I'm going upstairs and make plans for our reading club.
Dad, if this bag is 25 pounds, there must be some others, huh?
Yes, there'd be a few more.
That's the delivery man again, Jim.
Well, sir, did you... Great Caesar, we've got a porch full.
You told me to stack them out here, Mr. Anderson. I wondered at the time.
I didn't realize there were so many.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Where's my washing machine?
Can't see it, ma'am, but it's under there.
Hey, Vaughn, look! We got peanuts clear up to the ceiling.
25 pounds to a bag, 4 bags to 100, and you got 500 pounds, Mr. Anderson. That's 20 bags, and those bags aren't little.
Yes, I can see that.
It's none of my business, Mr. Anderson, but if you don't mind my asking, what are you going to do with them?
Well, there are unlimited uses for peanuts.
I hope so.
Yeah, same to you.
Well, dear?
What do you mean? Sure, it seems like a lot of peanuts just looking at them in the bags there, but you'll have to admit it, Margaret, that that's the greatest bargain you ever heard of. A penny a pound. Think of it.
What are we going to do with them, Daddy?
Why, there's no end to what you can do with them. We can shell some of them, put them in jars. We can grind them up, make our own peanut butter.
When do we do all this?
In our spare time. Long winter evenings. Think of the fun. The whole family sitting around the fire.
Well, I have to finish this cake. Mr. Michaels will be here in a little while.
It's simply a case of knowing a bargain when you see one, dear.
Yes, honey.
Can I help you, Mommy?
You'll have to admit it was a bargain, Margaret.
Yes, dear.
Bud?
I think it was a bargain, Dad.
Well, of course it was. I don't care if it's peanuts or real estate or what. A bargain's a bargain.
Sure it is. You know what you are doing, Dad.
Thank you, son.
What are you going to do with them?
Well, we can't leave them there on the back porch. I'll tell you what we'll do, Bud. I'll give you a quarter if you'll move them down into the playroom.
The whole 500 pounds?
Well, you can take them one bag at a time. The playroom's a good place for them.
Okay, down to the playroom.
Margaret?
I'm frosting the cake, dear.
It's a funny thing, the way a person just stumbles into an opportunity like that.
Like what, dear?
The auction down at the warehouse. You can't imagine that out of all those people down there, I would be the only one to realize what those peanuts were really worth.
I can imagine it. Hand me the spoon for the frosting, Kathy.
This one?
Don't lick it.
A $200 value for $5. Now, how could anybody in his right mind pass it up?
I just don't know.
Bud Anderson, what are you doing?
Let go. Dad told me to.
Father!
Better brace yourself, dear. Sounds like you're in for storm.
Father, you're not putting those peanuts in the playroom.
Certainly. Why not, Princess?
Why not? My club is meeting there tomorrow night.
Well, that's all right. The bags of peanuts won't be in your way.
What?
Just push them over against the wall.
Father, this is my reading club. We're taking up the classics, the treasures of literature, and I'm the president.
Well, I don't see what
Can't
that is.
Can't you see us reading Milton's Paradise Lost surrounded by peanuts?
Well, throw a cover or something over them.
I'll be the laughingstock of the whole school, the peanut queen of Springfield.
Now, Princess, you're getting all upset about nothing.
How can you do this to your own daughter?
I didn't know you were going to use the playroom.
I told Mother, didn't I, Mother?
Well, I didn't know the peanuts were going into the playroom. If you'd asked me about it, dear.
Here we are, trying to absorb a little culture to rise above our surroundings.
There's nothing wrong with these surroundings.
Might as well try to read the classics in a chicken. Coop.
Betty, just because of...
Dad!
What is it, Bud?
I didn't get all the peanuts into the playroom.
Well, thank goodness.
One of the bags broke.
Jim, I smell something burning.
Some of the peanuts went down the furnace vent.
Oh, no.
You'll have to get them out of there, dear. It'll be all over the house.
It isn't bad enough, Father, that you turn the house into a peanut gallery. Now we have smog.
What are you going to do, Dad?
You know, Bud, by the oddest coincidence, I'm asking myself the same question. Folks having an embarrassment of riches. Looks as if Father has an embarrassment of peanuts. Right now, though, suppose we leave Father with his problem and help Mother solve one of hers.
Mother, Bran provides important keep regular benefits. That's why it's good for your family. You probably know this. Maybe you've even served it, but the folks didn't rave about its flavor. Well, here's important news. Now, Post 40% Bran Flakes have a distinctive new magic oven flavor and crisper texture that's really delicious. Yes, Post Bran Flakes taste so good, they're preferred and eaten by far more people than any other Bran Flakes. So start serving Post Bran Flakes and know that your family is getting their keep regular benefits in a truly delicious cereal. Remember,
for goodness sake, eat Post Bran Flakes. So good and so good for you.
So, Mother, when you shop this weekend, get Post 40% Bran Flakes in the new family size 15-ounce package. Post Bran Flakes are bought by far more people than any other Bran Flakes because they're good and so good for you.
It probably seemed like a wonderful idea to Jim when he was able, by the greatest good fortune, to pick up 500 pounds of peanuts at auction for just $5. But for some mysterious reason, the other members of the Anderson family are not sharing Jim's enthusiasm over the remarkable purchase. In fact, to be perfectly frank about it, the darn peanuts have just about upset the entire household. Jim has retired to the den to ponder the problem. Like this.
I swear, if I ever buy anything again...
What were you saying, dear?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking. From now on, I'm not going to buy so much as a dozen eggs without getting a signed affidavit from everyone in the house.
Don't let it upset you, dear. I'm sure it will all work out all right.
Oh, it's going to work out. I'm going to get rid of every last one of those peanuts.
How, dear?
How? Margaret, you and the children don't seem to realize that they're valuable. People buy them.
Yes, I know.
I mean other people. They're a fine food. They're rich in protein, practically the same as meat. Everybody likes peanuts. Everybody will buy them.
Who, for instance?
Well, everybody. Bud and Kathy can put them into little bags, sell them around. Can you guess how many 5-cent bags of peanuts we have down there in the playroom?
9 million?
Not quite that many. There are several thousand. Bud and Kathy can earn all their Christmas money and put some in the bank besides. All out of that $5.
Sounds fine, dear. I have to start dinner. I'm putting the cake for Mr. Michaels on the hall table. Will you give it to him when he comes?
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
Father!
Yes, princess, you can have the playroom.
Well, I simply won't take my club down there if those ridiculous...
Don't worry, they're going. But the time you and your reading club get in there tomorrow night, there won't be a single solitary goober on the premises.
Well, I'm glad you finally came to your senses.
What do you have in the spray gun?
Chlorophyll. With those peanuts down the furnace vent, the house smells like an old incinerator.
I thought it was rather pleasant. Bud? Kathy?
What do you want, Dad?
You call me Daddy?
What is it, Dad?
I have a wonderful idea how you and Kathy can earn a lot of money. You take the peanuts and put them up in paper bags and sell them around the neighborhood for 5 cents a bag. You can easily make $100. Clear profit.
Gee, I don't know, Daddy.
We couldn't sell them all before tomorrow night anyway.
Well, I thought if we make the deal, you could move them into the garage just temporarily.
Move all those sacks again?
Well, think of the money you can make. You'll be rich.
No, I don't think so. I'd feel silly going around selling peanuts.
Well, what's silly about it?
I don't know. Peanuts. Everybody'd laugh.
What do you care? It's a legitimate business.
No, I'd feel silly. Thanks anyway, Dad.
Yeah, thanks anyway, Dad.
Wait, kids, listen.
It sounds like you're having a little difficulty, dear.
I don't know what's gotten into kids. Afraid somebody will laugh at them.
Father!
Yes, princess, I'll get rid of the peanuts.
Has Mr. Michaels come by for the cake?
No, not yet. Well, there's one sure way to get rid of them. People will take anything if it's free. I'll give the darn things away.
Christmas present?
No. I'll just call some of my friends and tell them to come and get them. After all, that's not a bad gift, 25 pounds of peanuts. I'll call Ed Davis next door. He'll be tickled to death. Loves to get something for nothing.
See that the children don't get into this cage.
I will. Hello, Ed. This is Jim. Are you busy? Well, come on over. I have a little surprise here for you. No, you can see when you get here. Right. Goodbye. Well, that'll be 25 pounds gone. Bud!
Yes?
Go down in the playroom and bring up one of those bags of peanuts, will you?
What for?
I'll tell you when you bring it up.
Front door, Father.
I know. Well, hello, Ed. Come on in.
What's up, Jim?
Oh, just a little surprise. Something we thought you and your wife might like.
Well, what is it? Check for $1,000?
No. This is a real surprise. Bud!
Okay.
It's really kind of a crazy sort of a gift.
Hey, talk about crazy things. A fella down the street works over at the commercial warehouse. He was telling me a few minutes ago about some of the goofy things people buy at those auctions. You won't believe this, Jim, but he said today that some poor sap bought 500 pounds of peanuts. Can you imagine? Wasn't a dealer either. Just some lame brain, money burning holes in his pocket. Now, what would an ordinary guy do with 500 pounds of peanuts?
I couldn't imagine.
Okay, Dad, I'll go down the playroom.
Never mind, Bud.
But you said you wanted me to get...
Run along, son. It's all right. I'll take care of the playroom. I'll clean it up. You run along.
Okay, but you...
That's fine. Thanks anyway, son.
We'll do some weird things. Come to think of it, I believe it was 800 pounds of peanuts the guy bought.
No, it was 5. Well, you can't imagine anyone buying more than that.
Well, I have to get back to him. What's the big surprise?
A surprise? Oh, the surprise. Well...
Oh, Jim, this is too much.
What is?
The cake. How did you know this was Martha's birthday?
Well, Ed, the cake, that's...
Talk about a surprise. Wait till Martha sees this.
Yeah, well, Ed...
You know, you and Margaret are just about the best neighbors and the best friends we've ever had.
Well, thanks, Ed, but...
You tell Margaret that we think she's just great. Just great. I gotta run. Thanks again, Jim. Bye.
Bye, Ed.
What happened, Dad?
Oh, something awful. I'll never be able to explain this to your mother. Never.
Where'd the cake go?
That's what I can never explain to your mother.
I heard you talking to someone, dear. Oh, Mr. Michaels came by for the cake.
Well, I'll see you, Dad.
Well, come back, bud. Don't leave me.
Maybe I should have contributed more than the cake. But they'll sell it for at least a dollar and a half. And I've done a lot of other work for the Jubilee. Dear, you don't look well.
I'm not. I'm sick.
What's wrong?
Well, that wasn't Michaels who was here. It was Ed Davis.
Where's my cake?
Honey, Ed took it.
Ed?
Don't ask me to explain. It's just one of those things.
But you were going to give him the...
Margaret! Don't use the word, please. I saw the cake on the table, thought that was why I asked him over. It's Martha's birthday. I was trapped, believe me.
But what will I tell Mr. Michaels?
Father!
What?
Are you getting those peanuts out of the playroom?
I will. Give me time.
If I hadn't told Mrs. Michaels that I would bake...
Look, honey, I'll buy another cake.
There isn't time, dear.
Oh!
Jim...
Fiddlesticks.
Dad.
Yes, Bud?
I've been thinking about your idea of selling the peanuts. Maybe I could do
it. No, Bud. I'd give up that idea if I were you.
But I've got a swell idea. If people laugh at me, I can just tell them I'm helping my father.
No, Bud.
Well, would it be any better if I said, my poor old father?
Jim, here comes Mr. Michaels up the walk. We'll just have to tell him.
I'll explain to him somehow, Margaret. You go in the kitchen.
What should I do, Dad?
Father?
Yes, I'm taking care of it. Bud, here's a dollar. Get those peanuts out of the playroom.
What'll I do with them?
I don't care what you do with them.
Front door, Father. There's Mr. Michaels, dear.
All right, all right.
I could call the zoo, make a deal with the elephants, maybe.
Yeah, that's good. Call the elephants.
Jim? Father?
All right, all right. Well, Mr. Michaels?
Yes, that's right, sir.
Sorry to have kept you waiting. I'm Jim Anderson.
Well, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, sir.
Thank you. Come in, won't you?
Thank you, yes. Well, these are busy days, aren't they, Mr. Anderson?
Yes, they certainly are.
Busy days.
Yes, indeed.
I was supposed to pick up something for Mrs. Michaels, but I've completely forgotten what it was. Isn't that annoying? She told me only 5 minutes ago. Does your mind ever do strange things?
My family often thinks it does.
It was something in connection with the charity circus.
Well, don't worry about it. Why don't we just let it go until tomorrow?
No, it was something your wife was contributing, something we were going to sell at the circus. Well, I'm sure Mrs. Anderson would know.
Oh, I doubt it. Really, these are busy days, you know. Maybe if you went home...
Was it a cake?
Well, to tell you the truth...
Well, you'll just have to forgive me, really. I'm going in circles. My wife is the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee for this circus, and I've been running my legs off, rounding up things to sell. Candy, soft drinks, peanuts. I am losing my mind over peanuts.
Not you, too.
Do you know there isn't a peanut to be had in this town?
What was that again?
Some unscrupulous speculator bought up the last 500 pounds in the warehouse.
No.
Whoever he is, he has a corner on the peanut market.
You don't say.
And what really makes me sick is that the rascal bought the whole 500 pounds at auction for just $5. If I could have had even 100 pounds...
Open the door, will you, Dad? This sack is heavy.
Now, hold it a minute, bud. Mr. Michaels, open a corner of this bag.
Peanuts!
You want to buy some?
How many do you have?
500 pounds.
Yeah.
Mr. Anderson, it was you.
Well, I'm not exactly a peanut speculator, but I knew it was a bargain. Are you interested?
Interested? Oh, thank my lucky stars. What's your price? How much for the lot?
No charge. Just say this is Mrs. Anderson's contribution to the charity circus.
Oh, bless you, sir. Bless you. Forgive me those awful things I said. I should bite off my tongue. You are the salt of the earth, the very salt of this good.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm going to get a truck to haul those peanuts. Oh, bless you. Oh, don't change your mind. I'll be right back.
Holy cow. He must have snapped his cap.
Hearing the conversation, dear.
You probably didn't know you were married to an unscrupulous speculator.
Oh, he was practically gibbering with joy. Congratulations, dear. The peanuts were a wonderful bargain.
Well, thank you. I've been trying to tell you that ever since I came home.
You're pretty sharp, Dad.
Father!
Bud, run upstairs and tell your sister that if she has anything to say, she may come downstairs and address me in a respectful tone of voice.
Hello, Jerry Marshall. Well, it's a good thing Jim Anderson got rid of those peanuts, isn't it? It sure looked as though they were going to cause him some sleepless nights. Of course, a lot of us suffer from sleepless nights, too. But we can't usually blame it on too many peanuts. No, more often it's too much coffee that's at fault. Coffee with caffeine. But you know, if you drink instant Sanka coffee, you can say goodbye to sleepless nights. That's because 97% of the caffeine has been removed. The extra rich, satisfying flavor, and of course the sleep, has been left in every tempting cup. So if sleepless nights from too much coffee is your problem, solve it by switching to instant Sanka coffee. Buy it in the large economy-sized jar. See how good it is. How well it lets you sleep.
You'll have to be a little quiet right now. You see, the Betty Anderson Literary Society is in session in the downstairs playroom. Without peanuts. Up in the living room, Margaret is doing some mending while Jim reads the paper.
What are you reading, dear?
Oh, there's some very interesting ads in the paper tonight.
Oh? Such as?
The Big Harvest Jubilee and Charity Circus tomorrow. Full page.
Oh, they'll have a big crowd.
I suppose we'd better go.
Oh, you don't care for those things, dear. Besides, you made probably the biggest contribution of anyone in town.
No, I'd sort of like to go.
Why? Do you want to see the exhibit?
No.
I've heard the Midway is going to be rather lively.
No, it's not that.
Well, why in the world do you want to go?
Well, you know, honey, I never did get to taste those peanuts.
Week when we'll be back with Father Knows Best, starring Robert Young as Jim Anderson. Until then, good night and good luck.